Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text this morning is from 1 Timothy chapter 1. Now we know that the law is good if one uses it lawfully, understanding this, that the law is not laid down for the just, but for the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly and sinners, for the unholy and profane, for those who strike their fathers and mothers, for murderers, the sexually immoral, men who practice homosexuality, enslavers, liars, perjurers, and whatever else is contrary to sound doctrine, in accordance with the glorious gospel of the blessed God with which I have been entrusted. This is the text. Last week I mentioned that Paul had been criticized for not specifically condemning slavery when he writes to the slave owner, Philemon, concerning his runaway slave, Onesimus. Clearly, those critics did not read his first letter to Timothy. When Paul speaks of the ungodly, unholy, profane sinners, he lists those who enslave others alongside the murderers and the sexually immoral. He says it is contrary to sound doctrine. The word doctrine has been criticized in our modern culture. Doctrine simply means teaching. The truth of the gospel is doctrine. Proclaiming that Jesus died on the cross to pay for the guilt of your sin is doctrine. Don't let anyone tell you that, oh, you don't need that doctrine stuff. Because the word of Jesus and salvation would disappear. Scripture repeatedly warns that adding to or taking away from the truth of God's word means that you no longer have the truth of God's word. You have a gospel that is not a gospel. Luther is quick to point out that false teaching is breaking the second commandment because you're using God's name to tell a lie. False teachers always say, oh, thus says the Lord, even though he doesn't really say thus. Or they follow Satan's little trick. You know, he was the first one to ever ask, did God really say that? He wants you to have bad doctrine. In the movie Forrest Gump, Lieutenant Dan, who lost his legs in Vietnam, he angrily asks Forrest there on New Year's Eve, have you found Jesus yet? And Forrest replies, I didn't know I was supposed to be looking for him, sir. It's my favorite line in the whole movie. It sums up the folly of decision theology in one sentence. I didn't know I was supposed to be looking for him. Then Lieutenant Dan says, well, down at the VA, they had a priest talk to him, and the priest said, God is listening, but I have to help myself. Now, if I accept Jesus into my heart, I will get to walk beside him in the kingdom of heaven. Lieutenant Dan is not impressed with this kind of Jesus talk, nor should he be. Decision theology, it is a gospel that is not the gospel. Ultimately, he is not impressed because Lieutenant Dan is just like the Apostle Paul was as he describes himself before his conversion. He is a blasphemer, persecutor, an insolent opponent who is acting ignorantly in unbelief. Lieutenant Dan has no desire to find Jesus, and Forrest Gump speaks the truth that he didn't know he was supposed to be looking for him. Lost sheep do not go out looking for the shepherd. Lost coins do not find their owner. The Lord could not make it more clear than through the words of Ezekiel. He says, thus says the Lord, behold, I, I myself will search for my sheep and will seek them out. I will rescue them from all the places where they have been scattered. I will seek the lost, and I will bring back the strayed, and I will bind up the injured, and I will strengthen the weak. I will rescue my flock, and I, the Lord, will be their God. I am the Lord, I have spoken. What part of coming to faith or finding Jesus is your work? God is pretty clear in saying, I am going to do this for you. Thus says the Lord. And he really did say thus. Martin Luther rightly says in his catechism, I believe that I cannot by my own reason or strength believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to him. But the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with his gifts, sanctified and kept me in the true faith. Not only is your entrance into God's kingdom of grace, his church, the work of the Holy Spirit that comes through means, typically this is done through the word of God joined with the waters of baptism. Now there are some who come to faith in hearing the word and then are baptized later, but regardless, it is the Holy Spirit creating this faith through the word of God and welcoming you into his family, the church. It is his work that he has done in you, and he is bringing this good work to completion at the end of time in the resurrection of the body and life everlasting. But it's not just bringing you to faith that is his work, but you staying here within his church on earth. This is his work also. You continuing to look forward to his church triumphant. This is his work in you. You trusting that you, like Lieutenant Dan was promised, will walk beside Jesus in the kingdom of heaven. This is God's work in you. Faith is something you passively receive. Lost sheep do not go looking for their shepherd. Lost sheep do not guide the shepherd back home. Lost sheep do not influence or convince the shepherd to rescue them or give them protection. The shepherd does this in faithful devotion for his sheep. Last week we heard Jesus say that you cannot be his disciple, his follower, his sheep, unless you hate your father and mother, sons and daughters, brothers and sisters, and even your own life. Remember that hate in Greek and Hebrew, or even in the song we heard from our children. You know, it's not about emotion. It's a comparative word. It is distancing yourself or rejecting something or recognizing a lack of value compared to an item of greater value. We are to hate this life compared to the life to come. Read the words of a mighty fortress. Goods, fame, child, and wife, though these all be gone, we rejoice in the victory that we have in Christ. It is greater by far. Jesus says, rejoice with me, for I have found the lost sheep. Rejoice with me, for I have found the lost coin. You are that coin. The angels in heaven rejoice before God for every sinner who has been brought to repentance and faith. There is joy around the throne of God on account of you. Lieutenant Dan hated God because he placed more value on the legs he lost in the war than he did on what God could promise. And he was angry with Forrest Gump because Forrest didn't leave him in the jungle to die. A member of his family had fought and died in every war that America had ever fought. He believed that it was his task, his duty, his legacy to die saving others. He was calling in airstrikes onto the very ground on which he was lying there bleeding so that what remained of his unit could live. He was going to be a hero, remembered. But instead, Forrest rescues him. And Lieutenant Dan is angry. He's angry at Forrest, and he's even more angry at God, which comes out numerous times in the movie. Lieutenant Dan lived for years in this anger and frustration toward God because Lieutenant Dan had learned bad doctrine. He was convinced that there was really nothing beyond this life and that it was his job to die that he might be the one who saves others, but even more so, that he might live on forever in the memory of his family, just like all his ancestors lived on in his memory. Well, there is only one who has shed his blood and died so that we live on forever. And we don't just live on forever in the memory of our children. How disappointing would that be? Our world is filled with much anger and frustration toward God, because our world is filled with bad doctrine, with those who have swerved away from sound teaching. Now, everyone has doctrine. Everyone has something they believe, teach, and confess. Make sure that what you believe is not adding to or subtracting from the truth of God's word. As I said when I greeted you this morning, you know, the struggle and tension with the word of God is a good thing, so that we can truly understand it. What we truly understand and gather together as God's people is that the Good Shepherd has laid down his life for his sheep. And he has taken up his life again in the resurrection. We gather again this morning, and as we love to proclaim, especially in the Easter season, we proclaim, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. And that is good doctrine. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.